coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, worth hearing.
This is a continuation of the message, Who is Jesus?
When I find Christians who are still in church, I say, what did you receive? What did you believe? Don't you understand it? He said, he that believeth hath everlasting life. It's not a promise. He that believes has. Then I say, what did you get? They were never taught that they would get anything. They were told if they believed, something would come. I said, no. When you believed, you received. You received eternal life when you believed in Jesus. Anyone who receives Jesus receives life. The answer is with you now. The glory is in you now. Don't you understand? That's the gospel. Otherwise, there's no message. Why did he tell us to tell the untold? Why did he tell us we have a message for the whole world? Think about it. All right, verse 10, Colossians 2. And ye are complete in him. Hallelujah. You are not short of anything. You are complete in him. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm complete. I'm complete. I'm complete. I'm complete. I'm perfected in Christ. Hallelujah. For ministering to somebody one day, they said, oh, she had only one kidney. I said, when was that? Oh, well, blah, 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 long story. I said, well, that doesn't matter now. Now Jesus Christ is Lord of your life. You are complete, complete, complete. She went for a checkup. They found complete kidneys. I tell people, the Word of God is the creator of the world. When the Word enters into you, the Word completes everything. Oh, shout amen, hallelujah. Complete. I'm complete in him. Oh, many times I pray and I walk up and down in my room, pacing the floor, and I'm saying, dear Jesus, I'm perfected in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Perfected, complete in him. I'm complete. Oh, hallelujah. Complete. We're talking about Jesus. Who is he? 1 Timothy chapter 3. You're going to like this. In verse 16. Boy, you'd love it. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God, somebody, can you see that? God was manifest in the flesh. Woo! Can you see it? That's it! You know, years ago, when I read in my Bible, God was manifesting the flesh. I thought, dear Jesus, look at it, justified in the spirit. The Bible says when he was raised from the dead, he was justified. Seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. Hallelujah! 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 Woo! Oh, glory to God. Think about it. If you were one of his brothers or his sisters, you knew you were all born of Mary. But Mary, your mother, told you he was born in a different way from you. And you say, well, that's just because he was born before me. No, mommy says, uh-uh. I was pregnant with him as a virgin. They said, what? An angel spoke words to me. I believe those words. Those words became a baby. Mary became pregnant because of words. The words of the angel. And she got pregnant. Jesus was formed by words. Are you hearing me? They lived with him in the same home. They watched him go out. They watched him come in. They saw some of his miracles. They had difficulty believing in him because he was so much like them. They saw his disciples. They chose not to attend some of his meetings. Then one day, he was arrested, and they said, we've been warning him. We told him not to go back to Jerusalem. He wouldn't listen to anybody. Very hard-headed. Family members are all offended. His supposed fathers, brothers, and relatives have all come to see Mary. Why didn't you warn your son? We told you the Romans are dangerous. We told you the high priest is very dangerous. We told you to warn your son. Young man, 33 years old. Now they're going to kill him. He was taken away. The Bible says he was taken from prison and from judgment. And who shall declare his generation? Oh, manto krali hangra diga saradios. Lagros to pralak hangra diga saradates. He says, who shall declare his generation? Who shall tell who he really was? Who shall tell? For he was cut off out of the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. He's despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Surely we hid our faces from him. Said he was despised and we esteemed him not. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And this Jesus was nailed to the cross. And they put up that cross and there he was hanging. Now they listen to his voice. His once powerful voice got weaker and weaker. Suddenly they heard him say, I thirst. They thought, oh, the one who gave others food to eat and water to drink. I can imagine that woman who met Jesus at the well, hearing him say, I thirst. Wasn't this the man that said, I'll give you water? Wasn't this the man that said, the water that I give shall be in you a well of living water? Now he says, I thirst. They get a sponge, soak it up with vinegar, and lift it to him. Jesus is hanging there. His head drops. He says, it is finished.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Enugu, Cornis Hotel, 92 New Anglican Road, Nsukka. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays, 5 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-261-3035 or send a mail to radio transmissions@level360.com.